ABC Radio Perth.
At 10 minutes to 9 on ABC Radio Perth and WA, really lovely to have you with us this morning. Damien Smith and Lucy Bell are with you for the next couple of weeks before the regular crew return. Now, so many of us have family and friends that work in the mining industry here in WA, and we all saw that downturn that happened after the last boom after about 2012. But is there a new boom on the way? Is it already underway? If you have a connection to the resources industry, tell us what you're seeing on the jobs market. Are you in demand? What about your colleagues? 1-300-222-720. Can you get the work or the workers that you need? You can also text on 0437 922 720.
Damien, new modelling has just been released by the Australian Resource and Energy Group, which is part of the Australian Mines and Metals Association, affectionately known as AMMA. Nationally, they're predicting 98 new projects are on their way by 2026, worth an absolutely whopping $83 billion, and they would require over 24,000 workers, most of them right here in WA. Tom Reed is the head of policy and affairs for AMMA, the lead author on this report. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lucy, and good morning, Damien. Thanks for having me on.
Lovely to have you here. So how many of these jobs are you expecting to be in WA, Tom?
Yeah, well, WA presently accounts for about 48% of the national workforce, and about half of the jobs that you just mentioned are expected for Western Australia. So about 11,600 jobs, driven by 47 projects that we're predicting or forecasting will come online between now and 2026.
Are you confident to maybe call that a boom then?
It's been called, a new growth cycle is probably the term that's being used. We will see the direct employment in WA's mining workforce, mining oil and gas workforce, reach those 2012 levels by about the end of 2022. So in that peak period that Damien just mentioned, there was 121,000 people directly employed in WA across mining and oil and gas operations in August 2012, and that's really where the downturn started to occur from that point. And we will reach that point again in about 2 years, and then it should grow by about another 4,000 direct jobs to the end of 2026. So perhaps not the same, boom time levels in terms of the, huge construction workforces and the massive investment that was coming in, but pretty close to it.
Tom Reed is the Head of Policy and Affairs at AMMA, the Australian Mines and Metals Association, with you on breakfast this morning. Tom, the latest labour force stats are just in from the Bureau, and the WA unemployment rate sitting at 6.4% now, the number of unemployed people at 94,000 last month, which is not too much of a change. I don't think it did hit a peak of above 100,000 in the middle of the pandemic a couple of months ago. So obviously there are people out there looking for jobs, but what sorts of jobs are on offer? What are they?
Really a range of jobs. So right across the spectrum, everything that you can imagine, involved in the operating of these mining and oil and gas projects. Our workforce forecast has really broken down a lot of those technical roles. For instance, in the mining sector, you're looking at more than 4,000 what we call plant operators, which is essentially operators of mining equipment. And they're the sort of jobs that aren't necessarily tertiary qualifications. It's more of a tickets and on-the-job training and those sorts of things. We have about 1,800 jobs in the trades areas, so most of them being sort of diesel fitters or heavy diesel fitters, but also electrical trade, maintenance trade, those sorts of trade areas. And then also about 4,000 what you'd call more white-collar jobs, so supervisors, management, administration-type roles, as well as about 2,000 mining engineering, technical geology roles, those sorts of things. So as you can, get a bit of a flavour, it is right across the board the sort of jobs demand that we will see. I will just note as well, though, that there are a massive flow-on impact into the state's labour force and skills demand from these projects. So many of our members, for instance, are involved in the running of the actual site. So that would involve, chefs, people just maintaining the living quarters for workforces and those sorts of things. So it ranges right from low-skilled jobs through to trades, technical, all the way through to engineers and so on.
5 to 9 on ABC Radio Perth and WA. Tom Reed is with us. He's the Head of Policy and Affairs at AMMA. That does sound like a really broad range of opportunities for people, and good news, as we've said, for the sort of 94,000 people that are currently unemployed in WA. But I am interested to pick up, Tom, on whether these are likely to be the sort of jobs that are ongoing or whether they're largely likely to be FIFO and temporary.
Yeah, that's a great question. So the jobs that we've modelled here and that we're talking about are the long-term roles associated with the operating of these projects. So the more short-term temporary roles that you're referring to are involved in the construction phase of these projects. And they're really important roles as well because they generate, you know, many, many thousands of jobs for, you know, people involved in those construction trades. But as you say, they are more, you know, 2, 3 or 5 year type jobs, and those workforces are fairly mobile. They move around from different project to project as they're getting built. But the jobs that we're talking about at the moment are involved in the long-term operation phase, which can be, you know, 4 decades, you know, 5 decades, even many more.
Andrew on the text line says, why rush to develop new mines when China is so unstable? Leave the minerals in the ground and slow down supply. Then we don't need to import labour and make a mess of the economy. Tom, I mean, are we seeing any labour shortages at the moment? Are we likely to see any in the near future?
The labour shortages are a bit sort of patchy. So back in the peak of the previous boom, skill shortages were across the board. They were really quite critical. At the moment, certain sectors, you know, the gold fields, for example, have been crying out for workers in recent years. You know, some of the iron ore, you know, mines in the Pilbara always need people. There are other sectors where the skill shortages aren't quite as acute at the moment. But you know, with the growth we're expecting, more opportunities will become available.
Tom, we're only a couple of minutes away from 9 o'clock in our next news update, but you have kind of done this as a forecast, and it does sound all like extremely good news. How confident are you that this is going to materialise? Because as Andrew points out on the text, things are pretty unstable with China. We've just come through a pandemic. We know, if anything, that there are plenty of things none of us ever expected that could be just over the horizon. How confident are you out of 100% that this will actually come to pass?
You are right that there is a lot of uncertainty and instability, you know, in the world and the economy broadly. The projects that we're looking at here have either been committed already, meaning that they're already basically being built right now. They've certainly had final investment decision and you know, received the approvals and so on. And then the ones that haven't received that level of approval are considered to be very likely by the department to proceed. There are another 75 projects that we haven't modelled in this report because they are considered to be too early in the feasibility stage, and there's potential there for many, many thousands of more jobs as well. So the projects that we're looking at in this particular report, we're very confident that they will proceed.
Thank you very much for your time, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Tom Reid, the Head of Policy and Affairs at AMA, the Australian Resources and Energy Group, and the lead author on that research. Really interesting, Lucy. Maybe a different phrase for a boom, a new golden era on the way. It's a minute away from the news at 9 o'clock.